This is a simple way for you to journey, working with the grandmothers in the circle of stones.
When I first began to work with the grandmothers, I learned the shamanic method as a way to reach them, and it worked for me. And then people wanted me to teach them, and so I finally did. But many people had trouble with that method. The shamanic method is not for everybody, and it can be confusing or frightening. And so finally, I asked the grandmothers for a simple way that people could use to journey and have their own experiences with the grandmothers in a non-threatening, user-friendly way. And that's when they taught us how to use the Circle of Stones. So basically, the Circle of Stones is an easy way to do shamanic journeying because you do it under the auspices of the grandmothers. You're not on your own hacking your way through the jungle with your own machete. You are instead under the umbrella of their guidance and protection. So you use a one question, one simple question per each journey that you take. And with that question, you go to them and ask. And once you've asked your question, then you observe. And everything that comes to you after you ask the question will be in direct response to your question. You do not try to second guess yourself or add anything more to your question. Just keep a simple question, and the best questions are those that are going to give you a lot of information. So you don't want to be asking any kind of question that's going to give you a yes or no answer, because you're not going to get much information there. And also, if you ask a question that has within it the potential to help others as well as yourself, my experience is the grandmothers and all forms of the divine like those kind of questions, because they are themselves compassionate and selfless. And so when you evince this quality yourself, and you too are selfless, asking not just for yourself, but for others as well, your question's going to be answered more quickly. So I would suggest that the question you ask be a simple one to start with. You don't want to ask about the meaning of life when you're just starting off. Ask something simple, something to the point, and something that you've put some energy into. So say you've been working hard to figure out your next career move and you just can't figure it out. That would be a good thing to ask questions about, because you've already put some work into that. And you're not just window shopping. You're invested in that question, and that's the kind of question you want to ask. I think with those basic guidelines, you'll do fine. Let me explain what the Circle of Stones is. Actually, right now, think of the grandmothers seated on the ground in front of you in a circular formation. So they're facing each other in a circle, and each grandmother's place on the ground is marked by a stone. An opalescent stone, maybe 12 to 18 inches long, that protrudes out of the earth a little bit and goes deep into the earth. This serves as a marker for each grandmother. And she sits there, and they're all in a circle facing each other. Now, between each grandmother, there's about a foot of space, an easy way for you to walk through. And when you do this work, once you step into that circle of stones, you will have the grandmother's full attention. So stay outside that circle until you're ready to enter in with your question. When you go inside, which you won't do just yet, but when you go inside, you will ask them the question, and then you just observe. Because everything that happens after you ask the question will be in direct response to your question, whether you seem to think so or not. As in shamanism, you don't second guess yourself. You don't try to figure things out. You accept what comes to you. and you record it. So if you can, while you're doing this, speak this journey out loud. And you just speak it out loud into a recording device. And that way you have everything when it's over. You don't have to try to remember what it is. And it keeps your mind out of it. All your mind is doing is recording. The mind is excellent at recording. So it will record this for you. I'm trying to think if there's anything else you need to know. I will drum while you step into the circle of stones. And at the end, after you've had a long enough time to experience whatever they want to teach you, I will then speed up the drumming. You'll notice the difference, and that will be your signal to start coming back to ordinary awareness in the center of the circle of stones, and then to thank the grandmothers, say your goodbyes to them, and then step out through that little walkway between each grandmother's to the outside of the circle. And as soon as you're outside the circle, you're back in ordinary reality. I think that's enough for now. I'm going to go ahead and drum and think of your questions now. Think of whatever question you have. And then walk into the circle, greet the grandmothers, and then ask your question. And once you've asked your question, observe. Thank you. thank the grandmothers, and step out of the circle, and you're back in ordinary reality.